You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Oscar Bevis, IFL TV MTK Global, delighted to be joined by my good mate Dan Aziz. How are we, boss? Been a while.
I'm good, my bro. I'm good. I'm all blessed. It's lockdown, isn't it? What can we say?
I swear every fucker's in Dubai, though.
Yeah, because, you know, you could trade out here, do some bits and whatnot. I'm here with sponsors, innit? Just trying to help promote some stuff, make a bit of money for myself. I ain't fought since September, so hard times, innit?
Hard times. I saw something on Twitter, actually, where someone was like, I'm not sure why they're locking down London and Essex, because everyone from there has just moved to Dubai anyway.
Yeah, now I've seen bare people from London and whatnot here, so...
All good, right? Let's get into the old nitty gritty, right?
Yes, bro.
Feb 19th, is that off the table for you and Cody Davis? Off the table completely.
It's off the table for any fight. Do you know what I mean? Because the fight got, well, to be fair, to start off with, like a week ago, Lee messaged me like with a couple of people, a couple of fighters that, you know, he's going to try and get me to fight. Like, Cody was one of them. Jose Burton was one of them. Zach Chelly, even, if he could move up to light heavyweight, but I don't think he's doing super in it. So, who else was there? I think he mentioned a couple names. Sugden, Liam, Conroy. A few couple names in it. So I said, yeah, no problem. Obviously, I'm out here. So I was like, yeah, no problem. But obviously, I won't be able to do February 19th because by the time I come back, I still got a quarantine anyway for, what is it, 10 days or 2 weeks? I don't know what the ruling is. And there's no exemptions. Like, the board have sent, like, emails and whatnot. There's no exemptions. You have to quarantine in it. That was the case. I don't know what's happened, but maybe MTK have sent them an offer or whatnot. And then, obviously... it looks like I didn't want the... I mean, I'm saying I want more time or whatnot, but I don't. 5-6 weeks is perfect. I'm always in shape. I'm always in the gym, always training. But obviously, I'm not at home. So I wouldn't have had adequate time like to prepare for the fight with him in it. I'm in good shape and whatever. So yeah, 5-6 weeks is perfect for me. But yeah, that was literally it. Like, by the time I come back, I'll have to quarantine and whatnot. So yeah, man. That was it. Like, I'm more than happy to take that fight, you know, at a more feasible date. It's not a problem. Like, I hear him talking crap about, oh, I must have done my research, and he's very mad, you know. Like, I don't have to do research for any domestic fighter in my division. Just straight off the bat, let that be clear. Like, especially him, like, no, like I've seen him fight before. Like, what research is there to do? Like, do you know what I'm saying? So, I'll happily have that fight. Obviously, I got my sights set on British and Commonwealth, but yeah, no, he's only had one defeat. It's a decent name. I won't mind just, you know, having a little warm up fight or whatever, just a fight in general with him. But yeah, no, that was it really. So.
Well, so I'm glad we could clear up the fact that the hold-up is because you're in Dubai with the quarantine rules, and it's not the fact that you're not ready. Obviously, you said you would have seen what Cody and Gavin done on the channel with Umar. I'm going to come on to that in a sec. But what like appealed to you about the fight with Cody? You put these names forward, and you know a lot of fans would lick their lips at the majority of them names. What was it that appealed to you and Cody Davis?
Do you know what? All the other names, they couldn't fight or something. Like, even apparently Ricky Summers, I was meant to defend my title against him. Apparently he's got COVID. I don't know how true that is, but yeah, that's what I've been told. Sugden was injured, is injured. Conroy, I was told, isn't ready. And I think, Cody, he's up for it. So yeah, why not? But February 19th just isn't feasible for me right now because, like I said, yeah, it's just the quarantine rules and whatnot. So I think they've been offered a contract, said yeah. And then obviously I don't know, maybe something's come back to them that I need longer time. I don't need no longer time. 5 weeks, 6 weeks is fine. It's perfect for me. I'm not someone who balloons mad in weight or whatnot. So, yeah, it's just that. That was literally it.
Can you see perhaps why? Because I saw Sam Jones's tweet saying they're the ones who got offered the fight. So can you see why they might be like, hold on, if we're the ones who got offered the fight, why the fuck can't he fight? Like, can you see it from that perspective?
I was going back and forth with Sam, like, but we spoke in private, so like, you know, we've hashed out. Like, I was going at him because I know he's a wind up in it. Like, so
he is a proper wind up. Yeah, he is.
Get me. I had to tell him, "Oh, hey, man, like, do you know what I mean?" But we spoke and like, it's all good. Like, it's a miscommunication or whatnot. But I'd love to fight him. I'd love to whack up Cody. Like, it's fine. Like, and I did say I'll break his head because how the fight even first came about is. Someone asked him a question and said, "Who do you lot want to see Cody fight next?" Then I've seen on my Instagram, yeah, something popped up, yeah, Dan Aziz. So he said, yeah, Dan Aziz, I think Craig Richards and someone else, I can't remember who it was. And obviously I said, yeah, no problem, like, we'll get a contract, I'm up for it. I was the one that messaged and said, yeah, no worries, let's get a contract set. So obviously they've sent a contract to him. And now, obviously, it's come back that, like, I can't, like, fight. They thought, yeah, what's this guy playing at? But I'm not that kind of guy. Like, come on. I'm not that kind of guy. I don't duck or dodge anyone. And especially not Cody. Like, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you've both, considering the amount of fights you've had, got some good fighters on your record and on your resume. So, it is a fight that... I can imagine you do both want, and there is just like silly little hiccups here and there. But now there's more needle. Yeah. I don't know. It makes it a more interesting fight, I suppose, than something you'd want in a couple months further down the line.
There's no needle, man. There's no needle.
I know the coup.
I know how the game goes. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's the one coming off the loss. Like, he's trying to get his name back in the mix. So he's trying to use my name. Like, I know how it goes, man. You know, chat shit. Then I fuck you up. And then afterwards, like, it's all, yeah, Dan, no, well done, good fight. I know how it goes. So it's not no needle for me. I know what they're trying to do. They're just trying to get their guy out there. So, look, it's, you know what I mean? It's all fun and games here until you get punched in the mouth. So I'm not really fussed. I don't care.
Well, I mean, that would have been, I suppose, a fight at the start of a big 2021 for you. I mean, I can imagine the aim for you is like Ian Arthur, Craig Richards. They've got marbles. You want marbles, and they're banging domestic fights as well. So you might have to do some chasing. But I suppose this is a massive year for you, big fights only.
That's what I'm saying. My sight is already set on, like, you know, Commonwealth, British title, and them things there. Like, he's the one coming off the loss, like making excuses about weight and all that bullshit and malarkey. Like, do you know what I mean? Like. I've got my sight sets, but I have no problem with, like, I'm not one of them guys that, yeah, you know, I'm trying to hop on and do something else. Like, no, like, I'll do, like, even when I had to defend my English, I didn't have to defend it against Andre, like, but he's there, he's wants to fight. Let's get it cracking. Like, do you know what I mean? So Cody's there, you know, if we can make it, let's get it cracking. Do you know what I'm saying?
Not in a disrespectful way to Cody, but would you see him as a warm-up fight?
Yeah, because I would envision beating him up. So he would be like a warm-up fight for me. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, being disrespectful or what? It's just a fight. Who cares? Like, do you know what I mean? We'll go in there both trying to knock lumps out of each other. So I don't really care about, with disrespect or whatnot. Like, you know how it goes, man. After the fight's done... It's all hugs and kisses. Like, everyone likes to talk up a good game and whatnot. But then when it's, you know, when the smoke's cleared, you'll see who's still there and who's not. So, yeah, I'm not really fast.
I'm a sucker for that. No, I do love a bit of post-fight respect. I love the changing room, like, sort of. I don't know, I'm a bit of a sucker for that.
Post-fight
respect. Yeah,
there's always post-fight respect because there's just you know what I mean, like, general thing, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, we've gone to war, like, respect, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, we're all trying to succeed, trying to feed our family, and do you know what I'm saying? So there's always that respect, but until then, like, it's fuck everyone, innit?
Well, look, I'm not going to keep you for too long, but obviously I know you've got itchy knuckles, you ain't fought in a while. when do you think the next fight's going to be now? Looking at, I suppose, April time?
Yeah, if I can get March, that'll be brilliant. Like, April, March, one of them days. So I'm saying. So.
All right, sweet. Thanks for jumping on, Dan. Any plans tonight? I saw earlier you was giving it the full. I know Let's Go Soldier. You was full soldier mode earlier, weren't you? Down at the old shooting range.
You see my shorts?
Just as accurate as the right hand.
I'm cracking. I'm here with my boy Adrian Martin, and he bloody hell, like, yeah, he's a real leg man. He's proper. So, but yeah, it's good, man. It was good.
All right, good stuff. Well, like I said, enjoy the rest of your trip, and then when you're back on these shores, hopefully I can perhaps even come down to the gym, see you in person, and fingers crossed, yeah, see you in the ring, Dangs. It's been too long, mate.
Tell me about it, bro.
What, man?
Wait. Before I go, I have to big up my sponsors. Do you know what I'm saying? I have to big up my sponsors, especially during this time. People don't understand how hard it is, yeah, for people, especially boxers. If they're not fighting, there's no money. Like, do you know what I mean? If you ain't got sponsors or people that's going to help you out, you're screwed. You need to go and get a 9-to-5. Like, you can't even train how you want to train. So you have to give me at least 5 minutes. Probably not even going to be that yet, but to big up my sponsors. Is that all right?
Floor's yours, mate. Floor's yours. They deserve it.
All right. I'm going to big up Danny Robinson, yeah, from Romax Solution. Great guy. In the first lockdown, yeah, I just need to say a quick story. In the first lockdown, yeah, it was so peak, yeah. I was working in a warehouse, yeah, and he saw me. He's like, I've seen you fight before. Like, what are you doing here? I was like, yeah, like, I'm trying to make some money. Like,
no,
you
know, way. Like,
I swear to God. He said, nah, fuck that. Like, why are you, like, you can't be here, like working like the normal. You should be training. I said, what can I do, man? I got mouths to feed, like, you know what I'm saying? And he proper, like, made me that same day. Said, nah, stop. Listen, I'm going to get behind you. You got talent and whatnot. So, yeah, screw that. Just train. Just train, just train, just train. You got potential. You can go far. Just train, train. So I've got to give him a big shout-out. Romax Solution, Danny Robinson. Big, big guy. And also, Jamie from JFW, another guy that, yeah, just wants to see me win, succeed. Reliable Property Group. They watched my fight with Andre. They're from, like, same area as me and Lewisham, and said, yeah, no, like, we ain't seen you before. That was a cracking fight. We loved all the drama and whatnot. Got behind me, do you know what I mean? And then there's Frank Drayton from Southern Obsessor Services, another guy that just seen me in the gym, said, yeah, like, anything we could do, we'd love to help you out. And yeah, sorry, I know it might be boring, but nah, like, it means a lot to me, these guys, like, seriously. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, big up Connect Force, my family. Just always grafting away on my behalf.
No, is, mate, that all right? Fans know. Yeah, mate, perfect. The fans know, and the fans will respect as well how much they mean. Can I give you to add another message on the end as well?
Yeah, go on.
Cody and Gavin. This is our little soundbite now, so give a Cody and Gavin.
That's the message, and I'm not even joking. Anyway, listen, I'm gone, man. It's late here, man. See you later, Austin.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.